Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. I'm your host, producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, and writer, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. Yes, here we are again. And this show is by request. Today we're looking at Pure Escapism, Sunshine Pop from 1965 through 1970. And popular music can be used as a vehicle to reflect the politics of the day. But more often, though, it is used as an escape and as a means to remember the beauty of the world. And children of the revolution, this is a story about love, life, loss, hope, and most importantly, family. Recently, I asked myself the same question I've always asked. Does this program, design, video, etc. matter? Then you get the letter. At least I did. From an older lesbian couple in my old stomping grounds of the South Bay in Los Angeles. Two wonderful women, Lillian and Judith, were going through some very real and very saddening times. Drop me an email. In subsequent phone conversations, I found out that both were previously married to men, have a total of 7 children and 12 grandchildren, with a 13th one on the way. Congratulations. They needed something to cheer them up. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, where Los Angeles has been hit incredibly hard, they have been missing their kids and grandkids something awful. And then the most devastating news. Lillian's former husband passed away from the disease 2 weeks ago. So I had to ask them, what makes you believe that I can help? We know you're the guy. We found the tribute to your mother on the internet, Judith said. Needless to say, I was taken aback and simultaneously humbled. It takes a lot for me to shut the hell up and just be totally just blindsided, and there it was. Lillian then told me the following. We got one of those Alexa things, or whatever it's called. I asked it to play me something from the 60s. It played Eve of Destruction. I hate that song so much for technology, I replied. We all lamented the lack of music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s on the airwaves, which you now consider too old for oldie stations. They wanted me to program a show that specifically dealt with what has been commonly marketed as AM gold, pop music from the latter part of the 1960s. They were both born in the early 50s. This music blasted from their transistor radios and reminded them both of happier times when the world was full of sunny days, promise, and love. They also wished to have a virtual meetup with the rest of their family, play music, dance, and ultimately grieve and celebrate. That is, they told me, if they can get the Alexa thing, or whatever it's called, to work. For those not in the know, what they've specifically asked for is a term that has only come into use in the last several years to describe this kind of music. Sunshine pop. Borrowing heavily from the Beach Boys and the sound and imagery that band practically invented, it was directed toward a specific audience. Young women, especially tweens. Primarily a producer-driven micro-genre, it nonetheless continued the fantasy of the Southern California dream through the end of the decade. Its sister microgenres are Baroque pop and bubblegum pop, and all are music forms that have enjoyed a major resurgence in the indie rock community. Simple, catchy, fun, short songs with group harmonies are all hallmarks of this type of music. It stood in stark contrast to the political turmoil of the day on purpose. For those of you who have seen the Pure Mood series of CDs advertised, this one could easily be called Pure Escapism, because that's exactly what it is all about. Common lyrical themes are love, magic, the magic of love, flowers, clouds, sunshine, you get the picture. Interestingly, not all the songs are upbeat ditties, in spite of their ridiculously hooky, bright sing-along choruses. With some of them, there are hints of sadness, nostalgia, loss and melancholy, teen angst in a bright, shiny package. Just like life, it can't all be happy times. Or as Mama once said, no rain, no rainbows. And we're going to be kicking off our very, very full show here with the debut single from a group led by John Sebastian. The group is a fully functioning rock band that originally started out as folk and jug blues band. The group would disband before the end of the decade, but did make an appearance in the Paul Simon film One Trick Pony. Sebastian would score a solo number one hit in 1976 with the theme from the TV program Welcome Back, Cotter. This is The Lovin' Spoonful from 1965 with Do You Believe in Magic? And we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
And it's care for. I heard Believer, dark knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a loved one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
When big desire is the fire
You gotta be loved.
You gotta be loved, yeah. You gotta be loved. You gotta be loved, yeah. You gotta be loved all the way. Every hour, every day.
I'll be there.
You gotta be loved, yeah. You gotta be loved all the time. All the dreams that were mine,
we can share.
You know, baby, I'll again turn around and I'll be there.
You needn't be lonely when there's someone all the while to make you feel wanted. You gotta be loved.
You gotta be loved.
You gotta be loved.
You gotta be loved, yeah. You gotta be loved. You gotta be loved, yeah. You gotta be loved all the way. Every hour, every day.
I'll be there.
I'll be with you. You gotta be loved, yeah. You gotta be loved all the time. All the dreams that were mine,
we can share. You gotta be loved.
You gotta be loved. You gotta be loved. You gotta be
over yonder, what do you see?
The sun is rising,
most definitely.
A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
People are changing.
Children.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., once again here on Ace of Spades, PDX's What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational anthology series. And this show, Pure Escapism, Sunshine Pop from 1965 through 1970, is by very, very special request from Lillian and Judith of Hawthorne, California. Hello again, ladies. And let's recap what we've heard in our very full show before we get into the second part, shall we? Kicked it all off with Do You Believe in Magic from 1965 by The Lovin' Spoonful. Following that, I Found Love from 1968 by The Free Design. A vocal group from a small town in eastern New York State, Delavan, the band were signed to a specialty label called Project 3, founded by stereo music pioneer Enoch Light. The band never broke through to the mainstream, but their music received a much-deserved boost when archival Seattle-based Light in the Attic Records brought some of their original work back in print. Following that, from 1967, Petula Clark, Don't Sleep in the Subway. Just don't. One of the many artists to come to the U.S. during the original British invasion of the mid-1960s, Clark had already scored several major hits, including I Know a Place, Downtown, and My Love, among others. She began her career singing for the BBC during World War II, and this song, one of her last big hits, was nominated for Record of the Year in 1967 at the Grammy Awards. Following that, from 67, Sit Down, I Think I Love You, by the Mojo Men. One of a slew of bands that arose from the San Francisco Haight-Ashbury scene in the mid-1960s. By the time of this release, the band wasn't just men, but featured a female singing drummer with the name of Jan Errico. She was also in another local group called The Vegetables, so it had a great singer called I Still Love You. This was their only hit, a Billboard Top 40 charmer written by Stephen Stills of the Buffalo Springfield and produced by a very young Sylvester Stewart, later to be known as Sly Stone. Well, I mean that. Again, the next two songs are also from 67. This is The Monkees, Daydream Believer. Often referred to as the Prefab Four, The Monkees were assembled for a popular television program of the same name. They would score three Billboard Hot 100 number one singles, and contrary to popular opinion, they either knew how to actually play their instruments or learned them well enough to go on a tour in 1967. Their opening act was one they chose, The Jimi Hendrix Experience. I can't even make this up. Following that, Before Bad Company and Angel Witch, Yellow Balloon was the group, Yellow Balloon was the name of their debut single, and Yellow Balloon was the name of their debut album. Heavily influenced by fellow SoCal band The Beach Boys, the group featured a famous face, former child actor Don Grady, who was previously a Mouseketeer and one of the siblings on My Three Sons. Some radio stations refused to play the track, believing a yellow balloon was a euphemism for drugs. And after that, well, not too many euphemisms in this one. Along Comes Mary from 1966 by The Association. Another former folk band turned pop stars, The Association were formed in 1964 in Los Angeles, who played regular gigs at the Troubadour, one of the last still remaining original clubs from that era. Before settling on their lineup, David Crosby of the Byrds and Cass Elliott of the Mamas and the Papas were in and out of the band for brief periods. They would go on to score numerous hits, and The Mary, it turns out, was about Mary Jane, which caused some stations not to play the track. It's 2020, I guess we can say marijuana, right? Yes, that's who Mary Jane is, kids. All right, following that, this song, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things from 1967 by The Cowsills. Hailing from the state that also gave us H.P. Lovecraft, The Cowsills, from Rhode Island, were an actual family act of six siblings and their mother. They scored several major hits during the late 1960s and were the basis for the Partridge Family TV program. This was their first major chart success, and the rain you hear in the beginning of the song isn't falling water. It's sizzling bacon. This is also the song I sing most of all to my dog, Gypsy. And she's so pretty. And she's 15, and she's a black pug, and she's got gray hair. Now she looks like a raccoon, but she's still my baby. I'm sorry, I digress. Following that, You've Got to Be Loved from 1967 by the Montanas. Though most of the acts in this survey hail from the west coast of the United States, this act is actually from Wolverhampton in the Midlands region of the UK. Oddly, they never scored any chart hits in their native country, and this was their only one to place in the Billboard Hot 100. They were never able to replicate the success of their debut single here due to their not coming to the States to do a tour or any other promotional work. And the song we just heard, the album version, yes, this is the longest song in this survey, being 4 minutes long, from 1969, Tommy James and the Shondells' Crystal Blue Persuasion. A band that seemingly rode one pop culture phenomenon to the next in the 1960s was another fully formed band hailing from Michigan. All of their biggest hits were also co-written by James, a rarity for the sunshine pop genre. For all of their success, however, they were cheated out of millions by Morris Levy, a legendary music executive who was involved in organized crime and convicted of extortion. Gee, Ben, why'd he be such a downer? History isn't always pretty, children. I'm sure lots of people are finding that out real quickly lately. And kicking off part two here. Considered somewhat of a novelty act because they were one of the few black pop vocal groups, this act, formed in Los Angeles originally as the Versatiles, stunned their critics by becoming the first black artist to win 4 performing Grammy Awards in 1968 with this song, including Record of the Year. By the way, their hard work also paid off for the author, Jimmy Webb, who also took home Song of the Year. It is also one of my all-time favorite songs, and I, along with countless other music critics, consider it to be a perfect pop single. Featuring instrumentation backing by the legendary LA Wrecking Crew and the unmistakable Hal Blaine on drums, this is Up, Up, and Away from 1967 by The Fifth Dimension, and we'll see you just before our grand finale.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly. Up, up and away. My beautiful balloon.
just like a breath of spring, you came my way. I heard a bluebird sing, but not today.
Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Be while I do be, I'm good to see you shining. I know my baby brought you to me. She kissed me yesterday, hello, your silver lining. Got spring and summer running through me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. Everybody on the street, I see you smiling. Must be because I found my baby. You know she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby. You know she's got me on another kind of highway. I want to go to where it takes me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
Wake up in the morning. Morning girl, how'd you sleep last night? You're several ages older now. Your eyes have started showing how the little girl's growing now. Morning girl, was that you last night? Crying on the radio, begging for a way to go, to go back where love wasn't jumbled so. Oh no, things are different now than they were before. You know love is more than kissing, a whole lot more. Morning girl, put your dreams away and read your box of Cheerios and powder puff that pretty nose and go out and find your man where the wild wind blows. Morning girl.
And welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Red Brown Jr. once again here on the audio educational anthology series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. Thank you all for being here. And, of course, this show, Pure Escapism, Sunshine Pop from 65 through 70, is by very, very special request by two absolutely lovely, lovely women I got the opportunity several times to talk to this week, Lillian and Judith. I hope all of you are having a great time. I'm sure your grandkids are probably thinking, Grandma, this dude's weird. Yes. Okay. I didn't know today was State the Obvious Day. I should mark it on my calendar. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program, shall we? And kicked it all up with The Fifth Dimension, Up, Up, and Away from 67. What else can you say, right? 5 Grammy Awards in a single night. First black artist to do this. Haters gonna hate, skaters gonna skate, because that's what haters and skaters do. Yes, it is. Following that, My World Fell Down from 1967 by Sagittarius. This track was originally recorded by a Beach Boys influence group called the Ivy League. A year later, Gary Usher, who had worked extensively with Brian Wilson of the actual Beach Boys during their Pet Sounds period, put together this track, featuring session musicians, including Glenn Campbell of the LA Wrecking Crew and a real Beach Boy touring member, Bruce Johnson. The single flopped, but received a second life on the legendary Nuggets compilation in 1972. Following that was The Turtles from 1968, Eleanor. One of the most consistent hit makers of the second half of the 1960s. This track came near the end of their chart success. It was written by Howard Kalin, known as Eddie, as a send-up of the group's biggest hit, Happy Together. Shortly after this, the Turtles disbanded. Eddie and a member of the band, Mark Volman, known as Flo, joined Frank Zappa's band and recorded a series of well-loved classic albums with him. Following that, Oliver from 1965, Good Morning Starshine. Though many people assume this artist is British, William Oliver Swofford actually hailed from North Carolina. This was his debut single, and it was taken from a period of time that would heavily influence Sunshine Pop, the so-called Age of Aquarius, popularized by the Broadway rock musical Hair, which was as popular in its day as Hamilton is now. Later in the year, he would score another top 10 single with Gene from the film The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, who featured... All right, for the grandchildren here, that was Maggie Smith. She won an Academy Award for it. Yes, that Maggie Smith from the Harry Potter films. Following that, from 1966, I Saw Her Again Last Night, The Mamas and the Papas. At the time, they were one of the hardest working groups in show business. 4 albums in 3.5 years and 17 singles. Of those, 6 of the singles went to the top 10 and 3 of their albums made the top 5, including their debut, which was a number 1 Billboard 200 album. Formed in Los Angeles in the middle part of the decade, infighting, jealousy, and drug use spelled the end of the band fairly quickly. Singer Mama Cass would die in 74 of heart failure, due in no small part to crash dieting to help her lose weight after being fat-shamed for most of her career. Gee, Ben, why do you gotta be such a bummer all the time? It's just what it is, kids. Following that was Tighter Tighter from 1970, Alive and Kickin'. Co-written and co-produced by Tommy James of the Shondells, this song was not the first one he was going to give the group. That track became Crystal Blue Persuasion. As a consolation, he wrote this for them, scoring a major top 10 hit. The vocal group, still performing to this day, hails from New York. It also pretty much signaled the end of Sunshine Pop sound as a major commercial force. After that was a song my mother absolutely loved. It took me a very long time to get into. From 1966, Keith with 98.6. A song that switches from 4-4 to 6-8 time to signatures. This was another act that many thought was British. James Barry Kiefer originally hailed from Philadelphia. The Tokens, who recorded the golden oldie The Lion Sleeps Tonight in 1961, performed the backing harmonies. Part of the confusion on Keith's origin was that a British group called the Bystanders recorded an almost sound-alike cover of the song shortly after it became a hit. Talk about Shark Week. After that, speaking of Shark Week, Love Can Make You Happy by Mercy from 1969. It took a mere 4 weeks for this song to be released in April of 1969 to hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. Written by Jack Sigler Jr., who also sang the lead vocal with studio backing singers, was originally cut for an indie label, Sunday, based out of Florida. After another group of 3 men claiming to be Mercy recorded and released the song, Sigler re-recorded it for Warner Brothers, which is the hit presented here. And the song we just heard from 1969 as well, the Neon Philharmonic with Morning Girl. One of the oddest groups to emerge during the Sunshine Pop scene, the Neon Philharmonic was a real orchestra. Members of the Nashville Symphony actually play on this track, a top 20 Billboard Hot 100 single. The single was Don Grant. But the song's composer, concertmaster Tuppy Saucer, was originally a jazz musician and keyboardist. In later years, Saucer was a ghostwriter for an autobiography by James Earl Ray, the man who assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and was a well-known conspiracy theorist. I don't even know what to say to that, but this is history, kids. All right, children of the revolution, here we come. Final song. God, this has been doing 20 songs. A single show. That's a lot. It's been a lot of research, but God, this has been absolutely worth it. Yes. And our final track comes from a group that could have had a very long shelf life. Spanky and Our Gang, led by vocalist Elaine Spanky McFarlane, scored a string of major hits in just 2 years. Sadly, after the release of their second LP, the group leader Malcolm Hale died from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning in his home. The group disbanded, and their record label, Mercury, released an album of leftovers. They would go on to record one more LP for Epic in 1975 and off into their oldie circuit. And this was not the original song I was going to pick. I was going to pick I'd Like to Get to Know You. It's incredibly ethereal, beautiful thing. You've got to hear this. Go onto the internet and find it. But since I'm releasing this show very early Sunday morning so that Lillian and Judith can share it with their family, I felt that this was more appropriate. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests, because the show is by request, please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. From 1967, this is Spanky and Our Gang with Sunday Will Never Be the Same.
Now I wake up Sunday morning. remember.